There's Craig Bailey. Craig Bailey!
Hello, Sherman.
I'm drinking out of my Floydian slip coffee mug.
Oh, nice. Who gave you that?
I don't know, some guy. Met him on the street. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
You're probably one of, like, three people in the world that owns a Floydian slip coffee mug.
Well, I'm glad I'm one of those three people. So, how did you celebrate David Gilmour's 68th birthday yesterday?
I didn't really do anything special, to be honest with you. I posted something to Facebook and, you know, that it was his birthday. And a ton of people. I mean, you want to, like, get some attention on Facebook, all you have to do is, like, give a happy birthday shout-out to a member of Pink Floyd. And everybody goes nuts.
I saw it on the internet, obviously, that it was his birthday. And it got me thinking. The actual Pink Floyd tour, that was the last one was the Division Bell back in 94. Did you go to any of those shows?
I didn't see the Division Bell tour. Hard for me to believe that now, but I didn't. The only time I've seen the group under the name Pink Floyd was for the Momentary Lapse tour.
I had a chance to go to that. I had a chance to go to that specific tour in high school, but I couldn't go. I kicked myself every time for it.
I kind of do the same. I actually, my show was in a very brief hiatus at that point of the Division Bell tour, and I wasn't a fan, but I was just sort of, I was off my feed as far as Pink Floyd goes, and I ended up not going to the Pulse show.
Mine was for a worse reason. I got grounded because I did donuts in my parents' car when I was in high school.
Nice.
That was my excuse. I wish I had a better excuse. And how lame was I to be? I got grounded in high school? Who gets grounded in high school? But, you know, I kicked myself because that was the tour that the Pulse album was on. And I'm not a huge music video type of guy. Mm. There's been so many that were put out. But that one, I cannot stop watching. If that one shows up on whatever it is, I think the first time I saw it, to be honest with you, was on PBS of all places.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think they do. They pull it out during, like, fundraisers.
There's not many bands, especially new bands these days, there's not many bands that can perform on stage and sound exactly like the album.
And Dark Side start to finish on Pulse as well, so a little bonus there.
Do you think, honestly, Craig Bailey, will there ever be like an actual tour again?
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
No?
I mean, everything that the band has said indicates that there's never going to be a tour of all of them together. I think we'll see them play together again for like some one-offs. I think we'll see them at maybe some charity events like we've seen them in the past, you know, 5 years or so. But there's not going to be a major tour ever again.
Why did I have to get grounded? Ridiculous. Well, what do you have coming up on the show this upcoming Saturday night?
Like you mentioned, it was David's birthday yesterday. So this weekend, it's all David Gilmour solo stuff.
Okay.
Although there is a track in there that it was a Pink Floyd song, but it is him performing it as a solo act live. And it's going to take up about half of the show, so you can figure out what song that is.
All right. Well, that's this Saturday night at 11 o'clock, Floydian Slip with Craig Bailey. You want to play something off of Pulse to just stick the dagger in me even more?
Sure. I'll let you pick because you didn't get to see the show.
Oh, what a nice guy. All right. I'll tell you what. This is a perfect title for that. It's Pink Floyd now on a Pink Friday on 103.9 The Fox.